54. Not only are kings and princes exempt from the jurisdiction of the church, but they are even above the church in the matter of determining questions of jurisdiction. 55. The church should be separated from the state, and the state from the church. 7. Errors concerning the moral law, Christian and natural. 56. The laws of morality do not require the divine sanction, and there is absolutely no need that human laws should be in conformity with natural law or receive from God the power of obliging in conscience. 57. Philosophical and moral science, and also the civil laws, can and ought to be withdrawn from subjection to divine and ecclesiastical authority. 58. Only those forces which reside in matter are to be acknowledged, and all moral teaching and goodness ought to be held to consist in the accumulation and increase of wealth by every means and in the enjoyment of pleasure. 59. Right consists in the material fact. All the duties of men are a word devoid of meaning, and all human happenings have the force of right. 60. Authority is nothing less than the sum total of numbers and of material forces. 61. An infringement of justice crowned with success is in no way detrimental to the sanctity of right. 62. The principle known as the principle of non-intervention must be proclaimed openly and followed. 63. It is lawful to refuse obedience to legitimate rulers and even to rebel against them. 64. The violation of an oath, however sacred, as well as every criminal and shameful action opposed to the eternal law, is not only not blameworthy, but is altogether licit and ought to be extolled with the highest praise when it is performed for love of country. Errors regarding Christian marriage. 65. It can in no wise be held that Christ raised matrimony to the dignity of a sacrament. 66. The sacrament of matrimony is only an accessory to the marriage contract and can be separated from it, and the sacrament itself consists exclusively in the nuptial blessing. 67. In or by natural law, the bond of matrimony is not indissoluble, and in various cases, a divorce in the strict sense of the term can be sanctioned by the civil authority. 68. The church has not the power of introducing derelict impediments of matrimony. 69. The church in the course of centuries began to introduce derelict impediments not in virtue of her own right, but by making use of the right which she had been granted by the civil power. 70. The canons of the Council of Trent, which declare those to be anathema who dare to deny that the church has the power of introducing derelict impediments, are either not dogmatic or are to be understood of the above-mentioned power conceded by the civil authority. 71. The form of marriage prescribed by the Council of Trent does not oblige under pain of nullity wherever the civil law lays down another form to be observed and upholds the validity of any marriage celebrated according to this new form. 72. Pope Boniface VIII was the first to assert that the vow of chastity taken at ordination makes a marriage null and void. 73. In virtue of a merely civil contract, a true marriage can exist between Christians, and it is false, either that the marriage contract between Christians is always a sacrament, or that this contract is null and void if the sacrament is excluded. 74. Matrimonial lawsuits and betrothal causes, by their nature, come under the civil jurisdiction. To this section belong also two other errors regarding the abolition of ecclesiastical celibacy and the preference to be given to the marriage state over virginity. These errors are condemned in one encyclical letter and one apostolic letter. 9. Errors regarding the temporal sovereignty of the Roman pontiff. 75. The children of the Christian and Catholic Church are at variance amongst themselves concerning the compatibility of temporal sovereignty with spiritual power. 6. The abrogation of the civil authority which the Holy See enjoys would be in the highest degree conducive to the liberty and happiness of the Church. 77. At the present day, it is no longer advantageous that the Catholic religion should be considered as the only religion of the state to the exclusion of all other forms of worship. 78. Accordingly, It is a matter for commendation that in certain Catholic countries, the law has provided that foreigners who come to live there enjoy the public exercise of their particular form of religious worship. 79. It is false to hold that the according of liberty to all religious denominations and the complete power granted to all to manifest outwardly and publicly all opinions and views of any kind more easily bring about the corruption of morals and ideas among peoples and spread the pest of indifferentism. 80. The Roman pontiff can and ought to be reconciled and come to terms with progress, liberalism, and modern culture or civilization.